Welcome, my friends, to Spanish Pod. This is your free newbie lesson of the week, and it's called Can't Find It. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Lily. Now, before we talk about Can't Find It, I want to remind everyone that's listening to Spanish Pod for free on iTunes to please come to SpanishPod.com and check out all the rest of the levels that we have, all the way from elementary to advanced and including our video lessons. So please come to SpanishPod.com and sign up for that 7-day free trial and we'll give you access to everything. All right. Can't Find It. We're talking about a lost cell phone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. So the keyword for today is tampoco.
Tampoco, which means neither.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a negative. It means neither.
Tampoco.
Okay, we're going to listen for that word tampoco in the dialogue, which you're about to hear three times.
Dialogue, first time.
No lo encuentro.
Búscalo en la cocina.
Tampoco está allí.
Entonces lo perdiste.
No.
Second time.
No lo encuentro.
Búscalo en la cocina.
Tampoco está allí.
Entonces lo perdiste.
No.
Third time.
No lo encuentro.
Búscalo en la cocina.
Tampoco está allí.
Entonces lo perdiste.
No.
All right, we're back. Now let's start with the translation.
No lo encuentro.
I'm not finding it.
No lo encuentro.
I can't find it.
No lo encuentro. Búscalo en la cocina.
Look in the kitchen.
Búscalo en la cocina.
Look for it in the kitchen.
Búscalo en la cocina. Tampoco está ahí.
It's not there either.
Tampoco está allí.
It's not there neither.
Tampoco está allí. Entonces lo perdiste.
Then you lost it.
Entonces lo perdiste.
Therefore you lost it.
Entonces lo perdiste. No.
No.
Ta-dum, ta-dum.
That's a little bit dramatic, don't you think?
Well, maybe we think it's just a cell phone, but we don't know.
Okay, whatever lo means, something masculine. Maybe it's a baby. Anyway.
No!
Let's start at the beginning. I can't find it or him.
No lo encuentro.
Okay, this is the verb encontrar, and it means to find, right? And we have it in the first person, so encuentro, I find. Now, I'm not finding.
No encuentro.
No encuentro means I'm not finding.
Yes.
And then to make it, I'm not finding it.
Lo.
Lo. Okay, now where does that lo go?
No lo encuentro.
No lo encuentro. So the lo actually goes between the other two words. Okay? So the it word in Spanish comes before the conjugated verb. No lo encuentro. And so the response is, look for it in the kitchen.
Búscalo en la cocina.
And the word for kitchen?
La cocina.
La cocina is the kitchen, all right? In the kitchen.
En la cocina.
En la cocina. Okay, so all we have left is look for it.
Búscalo.
Búscalo. Okay, so this is the verb buscar.
That's right.
Which means to seek out or to search. And it's got this lo on the end.
Again, repeated,
again.
Yeah.
It's look for it, right?
Exactly.
Let's listen to that again. Look for it in the kitchen.
Búscalo en la cocina.
Okay, so the person looks around a little bit and they say, it's not there either.
Tampoco está ahí.
Okay, I heard our key word.
Tampoco.
Tampoco. Tampoco means not either or neither.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and how do we say it's there?
Está allí.
Está allí. Now, allí means there. And está is the verb estar. It's the to-be verb that you use for locations, talking about the locations of objects. So let's put it together. It's not there either.
Tampoco está ahí.
Okay, literally this is neither it is there. Neither is it there.
That sounds weird.
It does, but in Spanish that's how it goes. The response is, so then you lost it.
Entonces lo perdiste.
Entonces lo perdiste. Okay, the verb is
perdiste.
Perdiste. Now, this is the preterite tense of the verb
perder.
Okay, to lose. So, the word perdiste means you lost. Right? And you want to say you lost it?
Lo perdiste.
Lo perdiste. There's that lo again.
Again.
It means it. And what's this entonces at the beginning of the sentence, Lily?
It's like so.
Therefore, it's kind of a connector word, right?
Yes.
Okay. Entonces lo perdiste. And the response?
No.
No. This is disbelief, right?
Yes.
No.
No. Let's listen again to the dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
No lo encuentro.
Búscalo en la cocina.
Tampoco está allí.
Entonces lo perdiste.
No.
Second time.
No lo encuentro.
Búscalo en la cocina.
Tampoco está allí.
Entonces lo perdiste.
No.
Third time.
No lo encuentro.
Búscalo en la cocina.
Tampoco está allí.
Entonces lo perdiste.
No.
All right, we're back, Lily. Now, I said at the beginning that it might be a cell phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that it's masculine, and we talk about lo, right?
That's right.
There are other things that you could lose, maybe keys.
Las llaves.
Las llaves. But how would you say, I can't find the keys? I can't find them.
No las encuentro.
No las encuentro. Okay, that would be, I can't find them, the keys.
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm looking for my wallet, Lily?
La cartera.
La cartera. So how would I say, I can't find it or I'm not finding it?
No la encuentro.
No la encuentro. Okay, so that's la. So as you can see, that it word, when it's an object, agrees in gender and number with the word of the object in question.
Exactly, and then it will go and tag along and it will say, búscala, búscalas.
Okay.
Okay.
So all of those would change.
That's right.
Now, I said it was a cell phone, but it could be anything masculine, so it could be a baby.
Why would it? How can you not find a baby?
I don't know. Maybe he's very quiet.
No, that doesn't happen.
Okay.
That would be like the luckiest parents ever. That would have like the quiet, like you cannot find your baby? No. I think it could be something like, I don't know.
So that's some masculine noun, like the microphone.
No.
Yeah, it wouldn't be in the kitchen, right?
Yeah. Okay, let's ask our users.
Okay.
What do you think it got lost?
Okay, masculine nouns, ladies and gentlemen. Please come to SpanishPod.com and leave us your comments, your questions, if you have them, on the comments section of this page. And remember, if you haven't yet, please check out the 7-day free trial. That's it for today, Lily. It's time to go. Hasta luego.
Bye.